Leaders and healers, ladies and gentlemen, gamers and claimers from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, wherever you are, listening to this passively or actively, wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us. This is the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Chima, alongside Cameron Dubé in Chatham, Ontario. Thank you for joining us. I am a life coach. I am a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a friend. I'm an athlete. I'm a musician. I'm a friend to you, whoever you are. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to give you the best of what I've learned in the self-help industry, in studying psychology, spirituality, emotional fitness, what it really takes to be the best version of yourself that can continually upgrade, update, and insert the highest potentials to activate the highest in you so you can ultimately claim your power, clarify your purpose, cultivate your deepest passions, widest passions, and ultimately show up as a better version of yourself and go forth in tons of love and success and fulfillment and inspire others to do the exact same. Thank you again for joining us. What's going on, Cam? How you doing, my friend?
Doing very well, Anthony. Thank you for asking.
My pleasure, this is day two
of living in my new apartment. Well, not a new apartment, but like new room and everything. Feeling good in the fresh environment.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, last week's episode was really cool. And I feel like every episode we've done is pretty awesome. And so for those of you who enjoy the show, if you've missed anything,
yes,
like go back because we cover basically everything. And I feel like we're just going to keep doubling down and repeating because repetition is the mother of skill. So today we're going to talk about how to deal with a busy life. That's what I titled the episode.
Yes.
Which is funny because I think it was last week or the week before we talked about how to live a simple life. So we're basically talking about the same thing. How to deal with a busy life. Because for some people, they hear how to live a simple life and it doesn't compute. But once they hear how to deal with a busy life, they're like, yeah, I do have a busy life. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so
you got it.
I'm glad we're getting that angle of the whole equation. So I'll go ahead and read this comment because we're starting to do this thing where you comment your questions. Anthony will answer them. And then you sort of get like a personalized thing. And it also helps because I think, you know, this question isn't really exclusive to this person. A lot of people have this issue. So it's good to see what people in this world are dealing with. And then we could just sort of give our two cents on it. So the question is, where is it? I've been watching your videos and taking your advice. And I was just wondering if you could speak on what you recommend to do for a better time management in your daily life without having a lot of stress. Better time management every single day without a lot of stress. I know who commented this. And she is very busy girl.
Okay.
So, that's why I wrote how to deal with a busy life because she probably has the busiest life of most people that I know. So, go ahead and take it away.
Well, one of the things I know, and again, thanks again for joining us. This is a Q&A. Part of the reason why I started and wanted to do the Q&A is because I was getting a lot of people asking me questions, making comments, giving me their insights as to what they were receiving on this show and either making a comment or saying thank you or asking a simple question. I just didn't have enough sort of manpower to reply to all these things. And a couple of the questions could not be answered in just a simple form or simple paragraph. So I decided to answer yesterday's question or a couple of days ago and make a podcast out of it. And I think this is what we're going to do for the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks, maybe a full month, because we're getting a lot of different questions from different clients, either on this podcast or people that I work with, families that I work with. Basically common questions that I get from people on the street that contact me or read my books or whatever it might be. And that's a big one when it comes to, and yesterday, by the way, was all about how to see the bright side, how to get yourself out of a depressed state or a sad state or a tired state and get yourself amplified and magnified to perform at your highest level, to be the example first. And today's question is a primary example. We're living busy lives and people talk about time management. Let me reframe that for you, not call it time management. Let's call that life mastery. Rather than trying to manage your time, why not master your life and time will take care of itself? What do I mean by that is this. Okay, so rather than get your to-do list out, which is what 99.99% of the people in the world do, they get their list of the night before, the morning of, and they list, got to go grocery shopping, got to go there, got to go there, got to go to work, got to pick up this, got to pick up that, got to pay the bills. And how many people out there actually checked off their list and only go, hey, I've managed my time. I did my to-do list. I scheduled those appointments in my phone or in my whatever it might be. in my calendar. And at the end of the day, I'm feeling completely unfulfilled. And trust me, I know this, that I would have like 15, 20 things to do, things that I would do on a daily basis. And I would feel like, man, I did them, but I just didn't, I don't feel like I've not necessarily accomplished, but not really fulfilled and happy, and felt like I was really living out my Dharma, my purpose, and meeting my highest values at the core of who I am. So to the people out there trying to manage their time, let's master your life. So we're going to work backwards. Rather than go to your action list or your to-do list, we're going to start with and begin with the end in mind. The end in mind. What? Here's a question for you. What result are you after? Like today is right now, it's 2:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What result are you personally seeking, that you're after today, just today, by the end of the day? If you achieve this particular result, if you if you accomplish this particular result at the end of the day, and you, that would make you absolutely happy and fulfilled and accomplished and successful, loved, felt like you're giving love, whatever, what would that one result be? It just today, for the next, 6, 7, 8 hours, what would that result be? So we start with the results first. So one of the things I want to tell you about is this, is that if you start with the end in mind, you start with your core values first, then you can go trickle it down to your purpose and your action plan and your to-do list. Once you then first have a stamped out, a solidified values and results list about, this is what I'm after today. This is the outcome I'm after today. And I'm going to live, I'm going to go after that result. That's what I'm after, because as I chase that, my to-do list becomes almost like it doesn't even matter. So what do I mean by that is this? Okay. Let's say my results each day is to insert as much love and be the biggest instrument of love, strength, and courage, and passion, and purpose, and claim my power every single morning. That's different than me saying, oh, I got to get up and exercise, or I got to get up and, meditate, or I got to go and pay my bills, or I got to drive my kids to soccer, or I got to take this music lesson, or I got to go to work, or I got to go to this thing, dental appointment after work, which I don't want to go to. That's not the result you're after. That might be a to-do list or an action item on your list, but what is the result you're after today? What are you after? What would bring you the most joy this day? What's the result you're after? So one of the results I'm after is to literally insert and install and be a magnification of love every single day. If I start with that outcome, if I start with that result, then I get energized and I get optimized and I feel like this juice, like it really excites me. When I'm after that result, that's one particular result that I'm after. Then, and by the way, this is called the RPM. And I took this Tony Robbins course called The Time of Your Life, and it talked about RPM. The results are results, focus, purpose-driven, massive action plan. So you start with the result. I'm here to be an instrument of magnification of love. That's the result I'm after. And then the purpose. Why do I want to be that? So I can make the best impact, so I can live the greatest life, so I can connect with my wife, I can connect with my kids and serve them deeply and profoundly, not just like at a set time, but almost all the time. So when I'm driving, so for the parents out there, parents that are listening to this, your to-do list might be, I got to drive my kids to school. But what do you think would juice you more? To drive your kids to school or their guitar practice or their soccer practice, or to connect deeply and impact their values at the deepest level? What would juice you more? What do you want more? To just drive them to the school, or drive them to the guitar lesson or soccer practice or hockey practice, whatever you're driving them to? What would impact you more? And I'd be pressed to say that it would probably be the one I said about impacting, connecting them, impacting their values. So rather than just drive them to school, that's not your result you're after. The result you're after is to connect with your children. Start with the result. Why do you want to connect with your children and impact their values? It's because that's who you are. You want to do that. You want to be the best father. You want to be the best mother. You want to be the best brother, sister, employer, or employee that you possibly can. So start with the result and why. And then the P stands for purpose driven. What is the purpose behind the result? We've done podcasts on purpose and the power of purpose. We won't get into it that much. But once you have the result, I want to become the best father for my children, give them the best example of a healthy, wealthy, wise father that's growing, contributing, connecting, that's wise, both strong and compassionate at the same time, that's continually sharpening my skills, giving to the community, whatever it might be. And why do I want that? I want that because I want my children to see a father, a man that goes out and serves, that's humble is, but yet remains humble. So they can too soak those characteristics in at a young state, at a young age, and then bring those characteristics up. Because whether you like it or not, and I'm going off on a tangent now, whether you like it or not, if you have children from 0 to 7, they literally press record on their subconscious mind and they're recording everything you're doing. And I remember hearing one guy say, he says, children will do a 50% of the things you do right and 100% of the things you do wrong. So make sure you admit when you're wrong. Make sure you say sorry. Make sure you've given them an example. Make sure you talk to them and be honest. You talk about the importance of being humble and integrity and character and character, but then live it and breathe it. And then part of being, you know, living with integrity and character is admitting when you have mistakes. So I'm going off on a tangent there. But the point is that once you identify the result that you're after, and then you identify the purpose, then you can go to your, what the M is, the massive action plan or your to-do list to actually get that result. So let's back it up for a second. You have your to-do list. Throw that away for a second. I'm not saying it's not important. Throw it away. I want this audience now to think of 3 results that you're after. I know I said 1, but I want you to write down after the show's done, write down 3 results that would make your life just like, hey, these are 3 things I'm after. I want to be, I like what Anthony said about being an instrument and a magnification of love. Number 2, I want to be at the healthiest version of myself and feed my body and exercise this body so it becomes energized and juiced so I can last all day and have the energy and vitality. Bam, that's a great result you're after. And then number 3, I want to serve my clients with greater depth today and greater attention today. Why do I want that? And then you go, once you have your 3 results, go to why do you want it? Why do you want those 3 results? And then once you have your R and your P, results focused, purpose driven, then you go to your M, your massive action plan, and you go, all right, in order to get result number 1, to be an instrument, a magnification of love, what can I do today? What's my action plan to actually do that? Is it to drive my kids to school? Or like Anthony said, connect with them and impact their values at a deep core. How can I do that while I'm driving them to school? And trust me, your to-do list becomes more purposeful. It becomes more exciting. When you grocery shop, you don't just go, oh, I'm grocery shopping. Oh, okay, I got to hurry up. I say, you know what? I'm grocery shopping so my wife or my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, whatever it is, can go home and they can go and they can relax. So I'm serving my wife. I'm serving my husband. And when you have that purpose in mind, the to-do list becomes not only easier, it becomes more fulfilling. That is the key. I can tell you right now, that's how I live my life. I don't live my life from my to-do list. I don't become a slave to my to-do list. I make sure I know what results I'm after. I make sure who I want to show up as on a daily basis. My identity has to be in line with my values, my results, so that I'm fully aligned and harmonized so I can actually go after those results, achieve them, and enjoy them at the same time. So I don't have to wait for the result to happen. I'm actually feeling the results and the purpose while I'm in the action itself. As they say, that there's no, the journey isn't the destination. Right? Or the journey is now. The journey is the destination. The destination, you don't like, okay, it's like this. Perfect example. I love Christmas. My house is decorated with Christmas, you know, stockings and colors and all this stuff. Point what I'm saying is this. When you actually arrive at Christmas, when you finally, December 25th, for the people that celebrate Christmas anyway, when you finally arrive there, then you kind of go, oh, it's over now. It's the anticipation. It's the journey, right? The journey is the destination. And as you anticipate the excitement and enjoy shopping for friends, decorating your house, that's where the power is. That's where the fulfillment is. So you don't want to just enjoy it when you finally get the result. You want to enjoy the journey as you take the action steps to get the results itself. Because how many people out there have actually achieved a goal and went, okay, I've achieved this goal. I've got this degree, or I've become a doctor, or I've become a lawyer, or I've lost 100 pounds. And you went, okay, it feels really good, but I thought it was sort of anticlimactic. And then you kind of go, did I enjoy the journey? And then you start looking at the journey itself. It's all about the journey. So to make the journey worthwhile and fulfilling and strong and challenging and passionate and powerful and purposeful, start with your result first. Know what it is you want, and that's going to really impact you in your happiness, in your emotional states, and helping you feel fulfilled. And that you are living by your rule book, not by the rule book of someone else's rule book. Okay, and so get your R, your result, your P, your purpose, your M, your massive action plan. Start with your result first. Any thoughts there, Cam? Did I cover that? I hope I answered that.
No, you did it really well. I had a feeling you would go there with the what is it called? The RPM? Is that
The RPM.
I had a feeling you'd touch on the RPM for sure. Because when it comes to having a busy life, most of the time it's because, you know, you're not that pumped up about it. You're like, I've noticed that when my life is busy, but it's stuff that has purpose behind it, then it doesn't feel busy. It just feels like I'm living my life. It just feels like I'm doing what I want to do. I absolutely agree. Like, for those of you listening, you may think that everything Anthony just said is like, okay, yeah, I could do that, but, you know, I don't need to. You might have that feeling of like, I already know what I need to do. I don't need to write it down. I don't need to do all those steps. I kind of know why I'm doing this. I guarantee you, if you just actually sit down and really try and boil down why you do what you do and like why you're here and, you know, why are you working so hard at your job? Why are you trying to please everybody else? Why are you trying to do this and do that and do this? Yep. Like running around trying to be everything for everyone. You'll find out so much about yourself. That's what the majority of my journal is. I started journaling August 19th, and I've been journaling ever since. And it's changed my life because all I write down is like, why do I do this? Oh, then why do I do that? And why does this matter? Mm-hmm. And why does that matter? And once you boil down the purpose and the reason you do things, it gives you a lot of clarity as to what you should be doing or what direction you should go in. And once you have that clarity, any supposed work you do doesn't feel like work. And all of a sudden, all the stress, all the overwhelm, everything is gone because you're literally just playing at this point. It's like a kid building a fort. Building a fort could be a job to someone, but to the kid, it's like the funnest thing ever. So that's a really, really important thing that I realized as well.
Well, you know, a great sort of extension of what you just said. Let me just give you a perfect example in the health and wellness and fitness arena. Suppose I told you your to-do list is to exercise, and you had no result in mind, you had no purpose in mind for doing it, and you hated exercise, and you just had no desire, and you just said, "Oh, I got to exercise," and there's just no drive or juice behind your intentionality to actually exercise. That's the action. The action is to exercise. Whether you have the best exercise plan in the world, a P90X or whatever it is, and you know, Insanity or whatever program, they all work. But it's exercising on a consistent basis. Now, what will actually get you and motivate you and inspire you and light a fire in your butt to actually get you to exercise? It's not the to-do plan, not writing it down saying, I got to exercise. It's why, as Cam said, why am I exercising? But even before the why, go after the result. So someone that wants to lose 100 pounds, I don't just go, hey, go on a diet and then exercise. It's easy. They're going to go, oh gosh, I don't want to do that. It's so, like, so arduous. But if I say, what's the result you're after? What do you want? When you lose the 200 pounds, what will you feel like? I'll feel energized. I feel powerful. I feel like I own my life and own my body. I'll be an inspiration to my family. I'm sick and tired of walking up those stairs and feeling like I'm so tired and exhausted, like I ran a marathon just walking up one flight of stairs. And that happened to a client of mine a long time ago, where part of the reason why she drove her to lose weight was because she was late for the subway or the train, and she couldn't run up the stairs. And she missed the train, and she was sick and tired of being sick and tired. She was tired of being sick. She was tired of feeling like, oh my God, I have too much weight on my body. So what did I do? I got her so amped up and cranked up about, okay, well, this is the result I'm after. What do you want? Right. And she started talking, okay, I want this, I want that. And so you start to get focused on the result. And then I get the people to close their eyes, and I imagine they actually are living the result as if it's a present moment reality. And I say, close your eyes. Imagine you are wearing the dress of your dreams, and you are the size that you are, and you step on the scale, and you are the weight that you want to be. And people are looking at you, and what are they saying to you? What are you saying to them? How are you feeling? How are you standing? What's your energy like? What are you saying to yourself? What are you doing on a daily basis different than you're doing now that that 200 pounds is off your body? And I get them totally associated to the result itself. And once I have that anchored in their body, and I, you know, you got to condition it and everything, right? Just like a muscle, you got to condition this mindset. And then once you condition the result in their body, they can have that result. They got to be that person now. in order to move in that direction. And then I ask them, why do you want that? Why is it important that you want that? And then they get into like, well, because I'm sick of this. And then now write it down, write it down. And then that result, the R and the P, become your rocket fuel, become your, literally, it's like it becomes your springboard, your energizer, your generator to produce the energy it takes to follow through with your to-do list or your massive action plan to get where you want to go. So never keep your eye off the result. Never keep your eye off the purpose. Read it, reread it, associate it, use your imagination to actually really cultivate that desire as if it's a present moment. I've done that with everything. We've done podcasts on this before, on the power of the imagination, the power of focus, and literally using your mind to literally create miracles in your life. And I've used it in everything, virtually every area of my life, relationships, spirituality, business, money, whatever it might be, health. And I've been able to achieve certain things just because I use my mind in a different way than what society was telling me, or, you know, just go to school, get a job, whatever it might be. But know the result you're after, not someone else's result, your result. What's the result you're after? What's your outcome today? That's one of my favorite questions I ask people. What is your outcome today? If people come to me with a challenge, they're bitching, complaining. And I'll say, okay, what is your outcome? What do you want? And they'll tell me their outcome. Again, R, why do you want that result? And they'll go, P, right? Purpose driven. I want that because of that. And then I say, all right, great. So let's write down some ideas. Let's bring some ideas. Once they know the result, once they know, you can basically apply this to anything. And once you know the result, the purpose, and then you can put an action plan together. And Cam, obviously, he's living proof of that with everything he does in his life, as well as journaling. That's a big one. I do promote that to everyone. How I wrote my first two books was out of journaling. That's a culmination of all my journals that I've written over the years and extracting everything I've learned over those years and that I've basically tweaked and kind of contemplated and studied and examined in my own life. So RPM, don't think about time management. That's so not really. Think about the RPM. Think about results. Think about purpose first, and then use that result and purpose to drive you into your action plan. So you can make virtually anything fulfilling, like washing dishes or vacuuming. I'm like, my result is to clean my house, but even more, that could be a to-do list. My result is to make sure that I'm being a best husband and father to my children and giving my wife a day off where she doesn't have to work. That's a bit more juicy to me than just cleaning the house. And when I know the result of cleaning my house and going, hey, I'm vacuuming, I'm like, hey, my wife is resting, my kids are having fun, and I'm teaching them how to clean. The purpose is to give them an example, and then everything comes together. So don't think about time management. Think about mastering your life mastery, and think about the results you're after. I know I'm repeating myself, but as Cam said, repetition is the mother of skill, and it will help you and guide you in everything. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, you can get your, what would you rather have? Get your to-do list done with no fulfillment, or get your three results that you're after, even though your to-do list didn't get done, but you know you lived by your purpose. You know you lived by your rule book on the terms of that you set and the intentionality that you set during that day. To me, in my mind, there's no question. That is way, way far more important than just doing your to-do list. So please, if you have any questions, if you like this podcast, comment, share, like, ask any questions, because we're going to be doing this for the next 3-4 weeks in Q&A. Any questions that come up and arise, we'll dedicate one podcast per day to answering that one question. We would love to hear from you guys. And so to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. We love you, and God bless in whatever endeavor that you're on. Thanks, guys.